Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning, listeners. Futures are pointing lower this morning, dragged down by a big pre-market drop in NVIDIA.
Yeah, NVIDIA is taking a beating, down over 6% pre-market. They're expecting some hefty charges related to their H20 products because of new licensing requirements.
$5.5 billion. Ouch. That's going to ripple through the chip sector, and we're seeing that reflected in the NASDAQ futures, which are down a sharp 1.4% below fair value.
Definitely a red flag. S&P futures are also down about 0.7%, and Dow futures are dipping slightly too.
What's on the economic calendar today that might affect the open?
We've got March retail sales and industrial production coming out, so those will be key to watch.
Right. Those data points will give us a better pulse on the economy. Treasury yields are pretty flat this morning, though, ahead of those releases.
Beyond NVIDIA, any other notable earnings movers we should be aware of?
United Airlines beat earnings expectations, but they're also reducing domestic capacity, so that's a mixed bag. J.B. Hunt Transport also beat, but their stock is down pre-market. Interactive Brokers missed and is down as well, despite raising their dividend.
Interesting. So we've got weakness in tech, mixed signals from airlines and transport, and economic data looming. What's your quick take on all this for traders?
I'd say proceed with caution at the open. The NVIDIA news is creating a lot of uncertainty, and we need to see how the broader market reacts. Watch the chip sector closely for further fallout. The economic data could provide some direction, but until then, I'd be selective and focus on those sectors showing some relative strength, like healthcare and industrials.
Good advice. Any early trade setups you're seeing?
Nothing concrete yet, but I'm keeping an eye on energy. Crude oil is up slightly this morning, and some of the energy names are holding up better than the overall market.
Got it. What about global sentiment? Anything noteworthy from overseas markets?
Asian markets were mostly lower overnight, with Hong Kong's Hang Seng down almost 2%. European markets are also in the red this morning, following ASML's comments about U.S. tariffs adding uncertainty to their outlook.
I see. So overall, a cautious mood globally.
Exactly. Pay close attention to the economic data and those key market levels we discussed. Don't chase the early moves and be prepared for some volatility.
Sound advice. Thanks for the insights. And that's our morning dose for today, listeners. We'll be back tomorrow with more pre-market analysis. Have a great trading day, everyone.
Bye-bye.